Hello and welcome back to Baywatch Watch. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Zach.
And we're back. We've got a great guest with us today. He's an actor. He's a good friend of ours. Please welcome Peter Banifaz.
Hello, hello. It's great to be here.
Thank you for being here.
Baywatch.
Yeah, thanks for being here, Peter.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
So, Peter, what is your history with Baywatch?
Give us the full story.
I've been a casual viewer of Baywatch for many years. It's not a show I ever followed, but it was so fucking successful and like famous in the late 90s and like 2000s that like you kind of couldn't not know about it and couldn't not at least seen several episodes. So that was kind of it's just such a 90s and 2000s show. And it was huge back then. It's like I feel like, and it was on USA, right?
It was all reruns, over the
maybe. Place. Yeah. Like it jumped so many different places, right?
So it got dropped from a network after the first NBC, season from NBC, and then it lived in syndication for the rest of its life. So it just they would just sell it to local markets, and whatever market bought it, they would just air it on whatever station they bought it on. So yeah, it was just all over the place for the rest of its life, and it was huge. It was like one of the biggest shows in the world at a time, but it never. Was on like a network until after the first season. And after the first season, in fact, it was canceled. And then they revived it for season two on. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So it never had its own real network?
Except for season one, it was NBC. And then after that, it was just wherever.
Wherever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like in LA, I'm trying to think of in LA or in Cali, I think we watched it on...
Channel USA. 13, I remember it being.
Channel 13, okay.
And maybe on reruns on USA, but I didn't have cable growing up, and Baywatch was on Channel 13. So, yeah.
You know, NBC should stand for No Baywatch Cash, because you messed up, NBC.
That's right.
Getting none of that money from Baywatch.
You didn't have enough money for Baywatch.
Yeah.
No.
It wasn't must-see TV?
No.
It wasn't. But it was during that time, right? It was during
absolutely.
Yeah, 90s,
I remember it was a huge movie, a huge show, and I feel like the person that was the most famous on that show around that time was Pamela Anderson. Like,
for sure.
Like, what's his name? What's her
Hasselhoff.
Name?
Hasselhoff?
Yeah.
Hasselhoff came in famous. He was kind of at the tail end of, like, a TV career.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like nobody knew Pamela Anderson, and then she just blew up from there.
Yeah.
For sure.
Lot of these people, I mean, Yasmin Bleeth, who's now on the show too, she got big. She's just joined the show, three or four episodes ago. And so she's relatively new. Pamela Anderson's been on it for three seasons now, but she was not an original cast member either. Almost nobody other than David Hasselhoff and his son, Hobie, were characters on the show before season three. Everyone that was on seasons one or two has been shed and recast. New characters even. So well,
that's my history of
it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, shall we jump in and talk about Short-Sighted?
Oh, we have to.
Season five.
Title
episode.
Is
yes.
Yeah.
The title of the episode is offensive.
Yes, it is. Season 5, episode 6, Short-Sighted. Yeah, you're absolutely right. The title of the episode is offensive. The subject matter of the episode is offensive. The condescension.
There's some big-time condescension.
It's so condescending.
I will say this. This is jumping way ahead, but there's a tribute at the end, and it's a tribute to a little person that the guy that wrote this episode worked with on a TV show and unfortunately took his own life. So I think all of this was written with sincerity in mind, but it obviously fails at a number of times.
John
but
Rappaport,
that's,
right? Or David Rappaport.
David Rappaport,
it just is like one of those, it's just one of those things where I actually went because there was a weird cut in the montage of, I don't know if you noticed that too, but
the second montage?
There's a strange cut in there where the screen flashes white for a second. The music has a chop in it. And mm-hmm. I thought that for the remaster, they had cut out a scene because they often do that. But I went back to the Daily Motion one. Not only was that the original song that was...
That was the original song. I did notice that too. Yeah. Yeah.
And then, because Peter, the reason we're saying this is because when they did the remaster, they didn't have the rights to the original music that they used on Baywatch, and so they had to re-record a bunch of new songs. And but this one actually survived.
This one actually was, yeah, with those horrible lyrics.
Yeah. So yeah. Well, we open on a heat haze. And it turns out this is montage one, and this is
right into that montage.
A lifeguard qualifying for the rookies, I guess.
Is this before or after like that whole musical fucking?
Yeah, this is that moment.
This is
what
that
do you guys
moment.
Think of that song? This is a remaster song, by the way, and it was like the lyrics didn't mean anything. It was like
it was when it opened, the first thing it said was gentle foreign language music.
I'm curious if it is a different language. I kind of seem like they just might have made it up. It's like, but I don't know actually. It's like Tanago One.
It just felt like a standard 80s, early 90s, like motivational montage movie in like, music for.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
The music's kind of like Enya.
It was very of that era. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And they're qualifying, I guess, for this. There's earlier in the season, there was a plot point that Caroline and Logan, these two characters, needed to qualify to be lifeguards. He's from Australia. She was a lifeguard in high school and they want to join. So this was their test to qualify.
Yes.
And Logan ends up winning. And.
Until they said he was from Australia in the episode, I had no clue where the guy was from. I was like, what's fucking
accent? It's a weird accent. It's not a normal Australian accent.
Is he actually Australian? I guess I never looked that up. Or is he just plain an Australian?
If he is, it's like not even like a comical, like where an American does an Australian accent.
Yeah, it feels like, I almost believe it. It feels like he's like,
yes.
I'm from a particular part of Australia where this is how we talk or something.
Yeah.
I feel like you're right. If it was a regular American dude, he'd be doing almost like
shrimp on the Bobby. Like, yeah. Like,
hello.
Yeah.
That's not Australian at all, actually. But yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It felt like it must be a genuine accent, but just weird, like just a weird voice. And then we see a continuity from an earlier episode where Logan has his old girlfriend, Kathleen Huntington. In a previous episode, he sought out this woman who is a rich, bored, lonely widow, and the woman that he ends up kissing is this person who they got together in a previous episode.
Yeah, she's barely there, though. I thought she was going to play a major role in this episode, but no.
Is she recurring or series regular? Or like
she's just been on one episode so far, and it looks like she's going to be on one more.
Been on. Yeah, it is. So this season is the first season in which Baywatch has been trying to do continuity between episodes, but they're doing it really ham-fisted in the sense that like they'll just mention what had happened in previous episodes and then just go on as though it doesn't affect anything. But they're like, it's all part of the same universe, whereas before things would happen and then they'd just never be mentioned again. Like each one was like its own independent little movie with the same characters. So now they're really trying to, you know, connect the dots and not doing a great job. Yeah. So then Logan asks Brody to like qualify him to, he basically is saying like they've got a little bit of a rivalry between themselves. And
Peter, I would say Matt Brody, his character this entire season is just about hating on Logan, and just like every movie makes, he's just like, that guy, I don't like him at all.
Yeah, he really doesn't.
There's nothing else to his character, basically, sadly enough.
Yeah.
Except that he just doesn't like the Australian guy, Logan.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. He had more of a character in previous seasons.
For sure.
Logan is brand new to this season, and so far it has just been Brody hates Logan. And it weirdly feels as though other people don't really like Logan, but then some people do like Logan. Like, it just kind of goes back and forth. Like, in this episode, Stephanie was real anti-Logan. But in previous episodes, she wasn't.
Yeah.
has a face. He has a face that you kind of want to just sort of just throw water
punchable.
On.
Yeah.
Punchable. Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple of few punches, like, yeah, just like, well, all right, I'll go on your way now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something about him is, I don't know.
He's very smug looking, right?
Choice, huh?
Yeah. He's very smug looking. Just like he thinks he's better than everyone else.
We're just like, are we just sitting here talking shit about the guy's face? I don't know. But whatever it is, I don't want this guy around me.
I think it's the character. I know nothing of the actual actor, but I think it's just like the character he's playing for sure. But he definitely looks that way.
Yeah.
I
should have looked him up, but
he's a real Australian, by the way. I checked a moment ago.
Mm. Oh, okay. Very good. Yeah. All right.
Did it say where in Australia, or did you already close the page?
I already closed the page, and I'm not sure. Okay. Yeah.
Just wanted to know where that if that was a regional accent.
Sure, yeah.
You know.
So Mitch says, those who didn't finish, we'll see you next year. And then we cut to Hobie, who's working junior lifeguards and doing CPR on a dog.
Okay. They borrowed some kid's dog.
I was like, what?
And put their mouth on the dog.
Yep. Well, I was like, what was the conversation where he's like, excuse me, Ashley, may I borrow your dog? And we're going to put our lips on it.
Yes.
For CPR.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, good dog. Great, great dog.
Good
actor.
Dog, but.
But like no dog is gonna lay there and let you do CPR on it.
No.
Yes.
Nor should they.
No.
Yeah.
I agree.
They tell Ashley not to take the raft in the water, and she's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, it laughs so hard. When she waves, it's basically a fuck you wave. She's like, yeah, go fuck yourself.
I'll
do what I want.
and honestly, I thought, well, she's immediately going in the water with that raft.
That's so too. And we're not, it's not clear. She might have. I have a theory that she goes out in the ocean. She's out there for days. And then when we see her again, she just returned from the ocean.
She just came back.
Yeah.
But as long as she's in there with Muffy, it's fine. Yeah. Yeah. She's been drinking salt water.
I feel sorry for that dog. She's like, hey, I don't want to be out. I feel sorry for that dog. Like in general, like during the filming, the process.
Yeah, I know. Like, when it gets.
What am I doing here?
You could see it in its face when this is jumping ahead, but when it's going out into the water, you can see it's scared. Like, hey, where are you sending me?
Yeah.
Like, it's not okay with it.
Or she doesn't like whatever that dog is, it doesn't like it.
Yeah. Animals do not understand like logical reasoning. Like, this is all for a TV show. This is for film,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
this is my fucking life.
Exactly.
So Hobie introduces Carter. And tells
this is another thing. He waited until now to introduce him to the rest of the junior lifeguards. So basically, we can imagine that Carter got to his first day of junior lifeguards, and Hobie's like, "Hey, come with me before I introduce you to everyone. We're gonna go borrow this dog and practice CPR on it,
right?
And then I'll introduce you to everyone."
And wouldn't
else.
It be like, since Matt Brody is the instructor, wouldn't it be his job to be like, "Hey, everybody, this is Carter. He's new."
Yeah,
like,
you think?
Yeah.
He's too busy hating on Logan.
Instead, Hobie immediately was like, "Hey, man, you want to go put your mouth on a dog?"
Well, we're gonna have to find one first. Yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's that stupid girl that always says yes to anything.
Yeah. Exactly. You got to feel bad for Carter too, because it's one of those things when you're like the new person somewhere.
Yeah.
You're more likely to be like, okay, sure. I guess that's what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, who knew?
Yeah, that makes sense.
He's like, in California, everyone's so gorgeous. They're always kissing dogs.
Yeah.
And one of the kids, when they're talking about the father son competition, he's like, my dad is gonna cream all your dads.
I was like, oh, okay, hold on.
All right,
I don't think
buddy.
I want that.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Why don't you think about what you just said?
Yeah. So Carter says his dad is an awesome athlete, but he's in a tennis tournament this weekend, so he can't make it.
Good cover. He's stuck in Australia, where Logan's from.
Yeah.
He won't approve his visa. Sorry, that's a little current news. I don't know.
He didn't get vaccinated.
He didn't get vaccinated. They're not letting him in to this tournament.
All your dads would have been creamed by mine.
You should see my dad's cream, dude.
Yeah.
It's way better than your dad's cream.
Don't call him the cream meister for nothing.
Nobody creams like my dad. So Brody tells him to go out and do a buoy swim. And then we get a shower scene. When the waves
are crashing. Thanks for listening to Baywatch Watch. We'll be back next week with an all-new episode. If you're just joining us, please subscribe to Baywatch Watch on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And please leave us a review on the Apple Music Store. It really helps us out. Thanks, and until next time, stay wet.